You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Welcome to Finishing Well. Today's show, once again, has my brain going round and round, and the idea of Social Security is an annuity, kind of how that is defined. But from a spiritual standpoint, you know, as Robbie's thinking about it, is what does financial everlasting life look like? And the idea of annuity there, because it's kind of mind-blowing that when you think about what Moses said in the 90th Psalm, teach me to number my days, but when it comes to an annuity, right, this is a lot different than life insurance where you're counting your days. Here, it seems like the longer you live, the more it keeps paying.
Well, yeah, so what we want to do today is we want to talk to you and teach you something more, as we do every 7 weeks, about Social Security, and we want to teach you something about annuities as well. And so Social Security is an annuity, and it, you know, an annuity is defined as a series of equal or increasing payments over a period of time. And a life annuity, the period of time is defined as your life. So you have to have an insurance company or the federal government insuring this. You know, you can imagine if you just had a person that says, I'm going to send you $1,000 a month, and I'm going to send it to you every day for the rest of your life. Well, first of all, you'd have to make sure they live as long as you live. And then, I mean, you think about that. That's a promise that just an ordinary institution, really even a bank, can't just promise you to send you a check every month for the rest of your life. But an insurance company can certainly do that, and the government can certainly do that. And the government doesn't do that in the dark. I mean, they don't just make these promises without pre-funding them. There's $3 trillion sitting in the trust fund, the Social Security trust fund. Did you know that?
I didn't. I would have guessed it 2.1. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. But it's almost $3 trillion, and it is. That's the thing that they're projecting that's going to be dry or run out of money by 2035. And incidentally, the next... Well, we're talking about Social Security. The next time we talk about it, 7 weeks from now, the Social Security trustees report will be out, and I will have fully assessed that, and we'll be talking about the health of the Social Security Trust Fund. But for our purposes on this show today, is there's enough money there to fund it into the future that when you start your Social Security check, it's a life annuity. You're going to get a check every month as long as you're alive.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool when you think about, you know, everlasting life, that, you know, Jesus is kind of like our own personal life annuity, that, you know, he's going to be making deposits into your life for eternity. And the good news is, right, he's going to, because I thought about it when you were defining it, that it's important that they live, the person that's promising this is going to live longer than you. Well, we know. In this case, God's got that covered, right?
Well, and so the insurance company has that covered when you purchase a private annuity, is they're giving you a guarantee that as long as you're alive, you start the annuity payments. One of those is going to be in the mail or directly deposited in your checking account every month as long as you're alive, or every year. And in some cases, that's as long as either you or your spouse is alive. So there are annuities that are written that cover two lives, you know, a joint and survivor annuity. So what I want to do today is I want you to take a look at Social Security perhaps in a different way and to see it as an annuity payment that you can't outlive.
Yeah, and you said something that I thought was really remarkable and neat. Before the show, we were talking that financial products in the United States of America, you know, there isn't any such thing as really good or bad. There has to do with which fits a particular situation, where some situations an annuity is exactly the answer to make sure you never outlive your money, where other situations, life insurance or IRAs or other things, are the best financial product for that particular situation. But what government set up under, obviously, Roosevelt, was this idea of Social Security, which gave us something for Americans to where we knew, right, that they would not outlive their money.
Well, yeah, and it's assured a minimum standard of living for people when they're older and retired, that if unfortunate things happen to them, or maybe just things of their own making, they just spent all their money, or they blew it, or they lost it, or whatever, they've
just got out of prison. You know, those things happen. And here you are.
They got a check every month. And by the way, for those people that don't need it, is if we didn't have Social Security, somehow we're going to be providing for those people. I mean, that's what we do here in America. And so it's a good thing, as are really what I was referring to when we were getting ready for the show was just the demonizing of certain financial products. I mean, you can listen to plenty of people in the media just trashing Social Security and just saying it's a bad system, it's running out of money, it's going broke. And there's some little bit of truth in everything, in every story, but just as a whole, it's not a bad thing, okay? It's a good thing, as are annuities. I mean, you could read and hear that annuities are bad and annuities are this, and you know, all it's said and done is that you have a financial product for the right person. It's the right thing, is they get a guaranteed check every month, just like their Social Security check, to supplement. It's just, you need a combination of all these things, and making them work to good in the end is really what, you know, what my job is to help you put together a plan so all these things work for you. Now, what I wanted to do today is just teach you about Social Security. So once your check starts, you're going to get that check for the rest of your life. And if you're married and you're getting two checks in your household, then when the first one of you dies, the smaller check is going to go away. So in other words, you know, your Social Security might go on longer than your life if your spouse is earning a smaller Social Security check, because your spouse is going to then get on your check, but their check's going to stop. So it's, you know, it's an income that you can't outlive. When I see these people on TV that are celebrating their 103rd birthday, you know, I'm really thinking, man, if you started that at 65, dude, you've been collecting for 38 years and you're still collecting. I mean, you look, you're going to be getting a check next month. So, and at the same time, there's people that die at 61 and they never collect a dime. So that's the government's job and the Social Security Administration's job, is to balance all that over a whole population of people. So you have some people that collect way more than they paid in, and you have people that collect a lot less than what they paid in.
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, I experienced firsthand about Social Security that is a bit of an understanding that I think people would be helpful to know, is that when that person does die, the account that the money is being deposited into, well, we'll just take the example I know because I lived it, my dad, okay? And he had a main checking account where most of his money resided as far as his cash money, you know, that he had lots of investments. But as far as his cash money, which you need in order to handle funeral expenses, were in that main checking account. Well, as soon as the bank found out he had passed on, they lommed onto that account. It was frozen because the Social Security had to be, because Social Security had made the next deposit after he passed away, which means that they had to get their money back before anybody else got anything.
Oh, yeah.
And all that took paperwork and time. And literally, almost immediately, that bank account was frozen for 45 days, meaning that while you're doing your financial planning, to think about that what Social Security does happen at the end of the deal is if you died on the 2nd of March, mm-hmm. and that money was already on the way, your checking account or whatever account that is that money is being deposited, it's going to be frozen. And so you need to figure out how to have assets for the people that are going to need money right that moment.
Oh, sure. That's where life insurance comes in. So, you know, what I want you to get out of this as far as Social Security is it is an annuity payment, and it's really a deferred annuity because you're paying into this and your employer's paying in since you were the first time you had a job. And when you get your Social Security earnings report, some people get real nostalgic about that because they can look all the way back and they can see that when they were 16, they had a year where they made $4,200 or whatever, and there was money sent in, and that counted as a quarter. And, you know, you've been paying in from 16 to 65, 66, 67, some people right up to 70. And you can start it as early as 62, but if you started at 62, you're going to have a much smaller check, and you're going to get that much smaller check for the rest of your life. So you flip that to the positive. If you can afford to wait till 70 and you can work longer and live on some other assets, then you're going to have a much larger check. I was looking at mine. My is almost $4,000 a month if I work till 70 and wait till 70 to collect.
And it still can go up, right? Based on
it still can go up. I mean, and it probably will. So that'll probably be a bigger number by the time I get to 70. Just the point is that I may only live till, you know, just say 80. And, you know, I'd say, well, you waited all those years. You only collected 10 years. But, you know, my spouse, my wife, she is probably going to outlive me by a whole lot of years. And she's going to keep on getting that check for the rest of her life. And so you add all that up, that's what an annuity is. It's just a guaranteed payment that you know is coming in every month. And what I wanted to teach you about annuities is it says right on your Social Security statement that Social Security is intended to provide an average of 40% of your pre-retirement income. So when we come back, we're going to talk a bit about that and how you make up for the other 60%.
Right. So while you're during the break, you could be looking at cardinalguide.com and the complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. That's Hans' book. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. And today, Social Security annuity defined, sort of like financial everlasting life. We've talked about that, but Hans, you want to get into not only more learning on Social Security, but some stories of how this works out in people's lives that really, you know, you can't help but see the blessing of it.
Well, yeah, and so the one of the points I want to make with Social Security, and we'll get on to the stories, is that, so let's say the Social Security is 40% of your pre-retirement income, okay? And I would like to think that if you wait till 70, it's maybe higher than 40% just because you've had a kick-up in it. But we'll just go with 40%. There's an opportunity to make that 40% tax-free, okay? If you do proper planning, you can earn and make your whole Social Security tax check tax-free. And so if you could come up with another 20 to 30% of your pre-retirement income, so if it's, you know, let's just take as an example me. Let's assume that my Social Security check is $4,000 a month, and that's 40% of $10,000 a month. So if you could say that that's how much I need to live, of my $10,000 a month, I pay at least $3,000 a month in taxes. So I don't really have that much money to spend. I have more like $6,500 a month to spend. And if I'm able to make my Social Security check tax-free, so there's $4,000 a month, all I need is another $2,500 a month, and I'm living the same lifestyle if I can make that $2,500 a month tax-free. So, you know, in other words, the income that you're receiving in retirement, if you're doing it from Social Security, Roth IRAs, and loans from your cash value life insurance, or withdrawals from your savings that's not in an IRA, just from a CD or...
or annuity.
Yeah.
Another, I was thinking about it. Wow, if you had an annuity that was paying out $2,500 a month.
Yeah, which is mostly tax-free, because you can make a little income, still be in the tax-free. Well, sure. So when you get to retirement and you're collecting Social Security, not only do you want your check to be as big as it can be, and you want to know that, and you want to know as an annuity it's never going to run out, then you want to have the rest of your income. You'd like the Social Security to be tax-free. And then if the other income can be set up as tax-free or close to tax-free, you're not going to need as much money to net the same amount. I mean, that's just sweet. And then you're also going to want to make sure that that other money can't ever run out if you live to 100 or something, that you've still got money there. And the way to do that is with a private annuity. There's a way in retirement that if you plan properly, you can get your tax bill almost down to nothing, depending upon your standard of living. Okay, if you have a very high standard of living, then you must have a lot of money and a lot of resources. You're going to have to pay some taxes, but we can still help you to reduce that to as little as it can be. So we wanted to talk a little bit about stories. So, and stories of clients. When we ran the last show, there was a lady who was stood up with my wife in our wedding. They went to grade school together, and my wife and this lady both turned 60 this past year, so this past birthday. And I hadn't really thought too much about that, and she happened to be listening to our show because she just got laid off from her job. She's fallen on a bit of hardship, and she was telling my wife about that. And then when she's listening to this show at home or the recording on Facebook, she called up and she asked my wife a question. Can I get Social Security? I heard John say that if you're a widow, that you could start it as early as 60. And so Rhonda didn't know, you know, that. She said, you're just going to have to talk to John. So I don't know if she handed the phone to me.
By the way, for those who don't know, John and Hans are the same person.
Yeah. John is my nickname.
The people that are in Hans's family call him John, so that's where that came from.
That's a nickname. If your name was Hans Eckhart Scheil, you would have had a nickname too when you were growing up. In second grade, that was a hard one to explain. So I was John. Anyhow, so I was able to, you know, talk through it a bit, and I said, yeah, it seems to me like you're going to be able to earn on your... Her husband passed away. I knew him, very dear friend of mine, in 1997. And he passed away in his own plane. I think he had a heart attack. And his friend who was flying with him managed to get the plane onto the ground with no flying experience. He didn't even know how to work the radio. But in any case, he survived. My friend passed away, and at 47 years old, so I wasn't sure kind of what record, but anyhow, she went through all the hoops as I advised her. She's getting a check starting, I think, this month, $1,850 a month, and just the point I want to make with an annuity, that is for the rest of her life, and that comes at a very good time. She's fallen on a lot of hard times lately, and she had just lost her job, and she's now able to earn up to $19,000 a year of other income besides the Social Security and not paying taxes on her Social Security. So, you know, I've guided her in all of that, and she's gotten a part-time job, and she's really not paying any taxes now, and she's looking upon an income that she can get by on. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah, it is. It you know, because I really, in my own, you know, if I can think back to my self here 18 months ago, and the whole idea of Social Security, and this was not a positive in my mind. It was like, oh, the government's going to run out. You know, I'd bought into probably a lot of those urban legends or you know, essentially lies about Social Security, and I did not even begin to see the value of it. And then I took your advice, as did several other listeners, and just printed out my Social Security statement and went, oh, my goodness, look here. Look at what this thing – and like, oh, my goodness, when you add this together with my wife's Social Security check and my Social Security check and you know, all that's involved in that, like, this looks pretty promising and gives you a sense of, like, I'm going to be okay.
So then what we need to plan for is the rest of it, okay? I mean, another story comes to mind, and this gentleman's in my book. We've talked to him, talked about him before. He's been a client now for about 5 years, and he had already made up his mind to delay his Social Security till 70. He's a very astute guy, and he had looked through all the numbers and just he'd made that decision. He also just retired. Knew he had enough money to live on of other resources, and he was really focused on making a return on that money that he had saved in his IRA and all that kind of stuff. And he was going with this national brokerage firm before he met us, that the one that's out there that says, I hate annuities, okay? And they had proposed that he put all his money in blue chip stocks, and he had told us the same thing he told them, is he needed about $70,000 a year to live. And he just pulled that number out of a hat because I think he was making about 80 or 90 before he came into us. And so he just pulled out a number and hadn't really thought through a lot of things. And so by the time we did all the planning for him, we realized that he was eligible if he would file now for a second Social Security check on his son, because his son was still in high school and would be for another couple years. And by the time we put all that together, we had about 50-some thousand dollars a year in Social Security benefits that he could file for now at like 68. And that would give us, and would go for at least 2 years. So that gave us 2 years to not take anything out of his IRA. I mean, it gave us a couple years is a long time if we can grow his money for that long and not make any withdrawals. And, you know, then we got talking more. And anyhow, so we put him in some annuities because he wasn't real happy in the retirement, looking at possible losses in the stock market. But just the point of the whole thing is that the Social Security is the foundation of all your retirement planning. I mean, it just is. And it's, you know, coming from Social Security, it's supposed to be about 40% of your pre-retirement income. Doesn't mean yours is going to be exactly that. And the important thing is, it is an annuity. You cannot outlive it. And if you plan smart tax-wise, you don't need to come up with the other 60% out of your investments. Is that we can come up with 20 to 30%, and you can keep the same lifestyle just by lowering or eliminating income taxes.
Which provides for, you know, other estate planning and even long-term care, which is obviously part of finishing well and something that really is on the horizon as you begin to take that journey.
Oh, sure. We got a lot more to think about than just Social Security and your other income. I mean, you got all seven worries, and you really are. Our job is to try to balance all of this stuff and help you make good decisions in all the areas. And when you make one decision in one area, it affects the other six. And so it's really like putting the plates in the air spinning to make it all work. But that's what we do for a living.
Yeah, but when it does, you know, it's an amazing thing. It really, as you look forward to finishing well, and that, you know, I think back a lot of times to, you know, how the show was entitled, and I think about how beautiful it is that we have the ultimate annuity. you know, as we look into our future, like, oh my goodness, yeah, the person that is providing the deposits is way, is everlasting life himself. And we will live on forever. And as we begin to invest in the kingdom we have now, we get to, you know, reap those benefits in the ultimate bank account, right?
Sure.
So you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, of course, Social Security annuity defined. And you can find it at the Seven Worries tab at cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after cardinal. And, you know, there you've got these seven worries that Hans just described. Of course, we're not talking about wanting you to worry. We want to plan for these things so that there is no worry, right? So that
these worries are typically out there before we get on the scene. And what our idea is, we don't want you to worry about this stuff. We want to help you make good planning decisions so that you don't have to worry about it. You can enjoy your grandchildren.
Right, and none of this stuff's hidden under a bushel, right, where it's actually been brought out in the open where the light can get to it, and you can begin to bring some light into it. It's there at cardinalguide.com. To get the book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living Retirement, all you got to do is just go to the website and ask for it. All that stuff is all resources we want you to have. So we were just grateful that you spent your time with us today. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.